Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two of transmission. I apologize for calling that lady a mild name. There was another lady I was driving home last night getting gas, and she was freaking out up here from Llano trying to get her baby, I think she said like a six-month-old baby, to the doctor. And she was asking where the hospital was, and I was drawing a map for her in there in the gas station because the guy behind the counter couldn't speak English. And I said, "You didn't just vaccinate the baby out in Llano in the last week, did you?" And she just looked at me, and her eyes got real big, and she goes, "How do you know that?" Because I know, lady. That's why. Your child's reacting badly to its chemical lobotomy. So your child can join the ranks of the zombie force. Oh, God help us. I don't even know why I have to even do a radio show. And every instinct I've got is to haul butt. I mean, every instinct I've got. And every day I look at my children, and I just want to get them out of this country. But then I know there's nowhere to run. And my destiny is to stand and fight and do whatever I can. I just can't believe we have to even explain any of this to people. God help us. God help us. God help all the evil people that serve the system, the drug-dealing CIA and sheep-dip special forces and all the corrupt mafias. Look what you've done. And that's really the key. A point I never make is that I need to make more often. The reason corruption always accelerates and expands and grows, even if the elite is trying to contain low-level corruption, is that when higher-ups engage in corruption, whether it's in a local police force or state legislature or the Congress or international bodies, is that everybody's basically corrupt because the system itself is corrupt. And so even if you're only into a low-level corruption, you don't ever want to blow the whistle on somebody else's big-time corruption because they may come back and burn you. And then it becomes kind of a false instinct to never stand up to evil. That's how corruption works. It starts with one little thing, and next thing you know, you're as bad as it gets. And we all have those decisions daily in our own lives. Corruption is growing everywhere, in private business, in life, everywhere. I mean, we're becoming an evil culture. That's why Mexico's broke back. I mean, Mexico's got triple the resources we've got, both mineral and in their the soils, the volcanic soils, the climate. They've got three growing seasons a year in Mexico. We've only got one and a half here, North America, on average. But they can't get anything done because they've got a corrupt elite that keeps their people down, and their people have given into corruption and think it's funny and cute. No, it's not funny and cute. And it turns into caveman land. It turns into complete breakdown of society. And that's going to happen here. And let me tell you, the yuppies and people, when they have all their pension funds and bank accounts taken, they are going to be monsters. I'm not worried about the inner city people and the illegal aliens as much as I'm worried about mainline middle class people and working class people. They are going to turn into, especially the yuppies, they're going to be demons. And Homeland Security is going to say, "We got jobs for you, running FEMA camps, tattling on neighbors, running your neighborhood." And they're setting it all up for them. And now that slack-jawed, know-it-all piece of garbage that you know at work, that's going to be your commissar. Well, they send any neighbors to FEMA camps, they need to have a little something, you know, a little something. If this all goes into the dark zone, a little something might happen to those people, you know, and that'll teach them. If not, they're going to win completely, and God help us. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
a day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. But what I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I'm watching all the big economic developments, stock market going way down, gold exploding, other commodities going up in price. We're going to cover it all after I take some calls from John, David, Jim, Jeff, Matthew, and others. Here's an example of cell phones. Something we've habitualized. That is, you've got a habit. You're trained to use a cell phone. It's your little friend. It takes photos. It records things. It's got video games on it, photos, movies you watch. The center of your life is a little portable computer that also is a high-powered microwave transmitter that around computers and wiring. Ever notice it makes other electronics make noise, speaker systems buzz? You hear it, you know, every minute or so. That's it logging back in with a cell tower telling the NSA where you are under federal law. Oh, yeah, total grid. They knew when they got it approved back in the 80s that it gave laboratory rats brain tumors and other tumors. They would just keep cell phones on a few hours a day. Back then, the battery pack transmitter units on a few hours a day near the rats. And then they would test it with rats of the same type and cut the same thing and the same lighting and the same food and the same vitamins in another facility next door, and they would find that, depending on the study, the power of the cell phone, I mean, these rats were completely fried. And they found it heated up their brains. They found it gave them brain tumors. They found it gave them all different forms of blood diseases, different types of blood cancers. On and on and on. Thousands of studies. I mean, this was heavily studied by the British and Dutch and Swedish and U.S. government, Canadian government, before they allowed it. because they knew about people at radar installations and microwave installations, the old things in, you know, Korean War, people cooking their food on top of them, you know, just the radio waves cooking food, and, you know, how the guys would all go home 2 years later and die of cancer, and they taught them, hey, you got to stay away from this. But knowing all this, what'd they do? They stuck cell towers on almost every major private school and public school in the country to, quote, get some money. And now they give the children as young as 3-4 years old their own cell phones for their safety. It's advertised. You know, get a family plan. Give your children cell phones. I mean, look, if you're in the habit of using a cell phone and you want to die of a brain tumor, an excruciating, horrible death, that's your business. You know, I've got a cell phone. But because I've read all the studies about it frying your testicles, it is in another room, sitting on a table, charged, off, and I will check messages on it once a day. The problem is I've gotten habitualized to not using it now, instead of the way I was before, and so I might use it 2 or 3 times a week, and I forget to get the messages off of it now. So that's a problem. I've missed a couple coast-to-coast AM interviews because, by the way, I'm on 3 hours Wednesday. Because they'll call up as part of the moment, and I'm not answering my cell phone. My wife's not listening to the phone at home, and I missed the interview. But, hey, familiarity breeds contempt, so whatever. The point is that I have gotten away from using it because I made a commitment about a year and a half ago to really cut back. And so it's a convenience. It's good for emergencies. Sometimes I use it when I have to. I was late to pick up Jim Mars yesterday, like 5 minutes late. And so I called him at, you know, the hotel he was at and said, I'll be about 5 minutes late. Walk out at 1:05 instead of 1. And he came walking out right as I pulled up. So I did use a cell phone. And then I was going to be home late because I've been doing late interviews with him after the radio show. And I was going to take him to eat before he left back to Fort Worth or where he lives outside Fort Worth. So I did call my wife, 60-second call. Hey, I'll be home about 9 or 10. So that's too much, though, because I notice my children see me using it, so they're going to habitualize thinking it's okay to use it. Here's an example. Rob Jacobson, right outside the studio, has a edit bay cubicle, and he has a nice phone, long distance, international calling, everything on it. He will not use it. Now, before he had by his cubicle, another cubicle that was kind of shared in this area of the office that has a phone, and he wouldn't use that. So I got him his own phone right there at his desk, and he never uses it. It's got dust on it. He's out there right now using it because he's in a habit. You know, they'll tell you half a cigarette addiction isn't even the nicotine. It's the breathing in. It's the putting something in your mouth. They'll tell you, chew gum, use a toothpick. I've quit smoking many times. And gone back many times. The point is, I don't quit with gum or, you know, the patches. I quit with a toothpick, chewing on it, or pretending I'm smoking, and then it's easy. Until I just am out late night working and go, okay, give me a cigarette, and then it's over. And yeah, I'll just drink one beer. Those ice cold beers look good. You know, friends will talk me into going to see a fight or something at a restaurant bar, and everybody's drinking big, tall, frosty beer, and I'll drink one, and then 3 days later, I'm drinking Jack Daniels. But anyways, that's how habits work. You've got to stay away from the cell phones. But hey, if you're going to use cell phones and use them all day long, you might as well just start smoking cigarettes, drinking whiskey. And I'm joking, but the point is, they're worse for you than that. And there's been studies on that. I mean, it's far worse. But you know cell phones are bad for you. I mean, cops know radar guns are frying their testicles. They don't care. They keep using them. They're in the habit of doing it. They're like, oh, I'll just be macho. It's fine. No, it's time to say no to all this. It's time. These radiation devices, and that's what they do. They emit waves, high-powered waves. You need to just be aware of it. And you need to know that even if you've got hands-free and the cell phone's like 2-3 feet away from you, it's emitting. So they don't charge you for those minutes, but it's always transmitting back home, intermittently, every minute. So I keep the cell phone off. That's when it's not transmitting. And I only use it when I need to. And that's bad enough, because now there's all the other frequency pollution going on. You're not going to have big, giant wireless units in my new office and save money. I'm not. We're wiring the whole thing, because those wireless systems are bad for you as well. Nothing like a cell phone, but it's still bad. So children who use mobile phones are five times more likely to develop brain tumors. This is why I wish I was on 500 radio stations. This is why 60-something isn't enough. I want to warn people. I want to warn them. Children who use mobile phones are five times more likely to develop brain tumors. A study suggests that children who use mobile phones are five times more likely to develop a type of brain tumor. Children who use mobile phones are five times more likely to develop a type of brain tumor. Research has shown, the Swedish study indicates that under 16s are at risk for radiation from mobile phones because their brains or nervous systems are still developing. Because their heads are smaller and their skulls are thinner, the radiation penetrates deeper into their brains. It goes on, after presenting their findings, the scientists said that children under 12 should only use mobile phones for emergencies. They added that teenagers should use hands-free devices and try to restrict themselves to texting. But other researchers, it goes on to say, cast doubts on their findings, saying that mobile devices have not been on the market long enough to test accurately the risk associated with them. About 90% of the under-16s in Britain have a mobile phone, as do 40% of the primary school children. Good God. And, man, they'll all basically get brain tumors, and they'll blame it on the parents or something and say they shook them and arrest them. That's what they do. It just goes on and on. It was held at the London's Royal Society by the Radiation Research Trust, independent organization. It goes on. Researching electromagnetic radiation effects. Here's another one. This cites a whole bunch of big studies. Daily Tech. New study shows cell phones are no friends to your testicles. They use the scientific name of gonads. There's been plenty of hearty debate between cell phone proponents and critics about potential cancer risk. After one study claimed cell phones had more detrimental health effects than smoking. There you go, what I mentioned earlier. A major cancer doctor came forward stating that there was strong upcoming evidence of cell phone cancer link. And it goes on. Now another new study has been released citing a direct, decidedly different hazard of cell phone use. Well, there's a whole bunch of these. The new study shows that cell phones are no friends to the testicles. And it goes on to talk about how it literally fries them. Well, anything with radiation, any of the fields of radiation, you know, the whole spectrum, fast-growing cells, that's why, you know, if you're in the fallout of a nuke, your teeth fall out, your intestines start bleeding, they've got fast-growing cells. Fingernails fall out, fast-growing cells. Well, the testicles are producing sperm, millions of them every week. And so they're even outside the body so they can have a cooler temperature to operate in. Okay, it's basically ovaries on the outside, but a woman's born with all of her eggs intact, which is an age factor. Not a lot of age factor in men's sperm is a big age factor in women's eggs. Mainly space radiation, X-raying you naturally. So we're designed to handle some of this. But you add a whole bunch more into it, you got a major problem. And it just goes into it. Folks, testicular cancer is no joke, and so you just need to be made aware of that. Okay. All right, I'm going to come back and go to John, David, Jeff, Jim, Matthew, I promise, on the other side. Here's another one. School children should be given smart drugs in a bid to boost brain power. I love it. They got three-year-old girls going into puberty, and so they give them hormones to block it instead of getting the girls off the GMO food and GMO milk that's got the growth hormone. And the plastics, which is an absolute fact. The plastics leaching and makes the girls hyper-female and the boys feminine. You wonder why your boy is feminine and looks like a little girl. It's because they are, basically. But hell, don't listen to me. It's easier just to listen to CNBC that said poison food is good. They said poison food is good, and then if we don't have poison food and toys, the market will crash. By the way, I haven't played that in 6 months. People won't believe me. Will you find that, John? I remember the CNBC about poison being good for us? Yeah, thank you. People won't believe me. They have another newscast about mercury being good for your brain. You can't make this stuff up. All right, I promise we're going to get to John, David, everybody else on the other side of this break. Then all the financial news is coming up. I'm staying abreast of that. Stay with me.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice. All nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
About inflation, that's another interesting point, because a lot of people like to say scaremonger about China, right? A lot of politicians, and I know you talk about that issue all the time. I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. You know, if China were to revalue its currency, or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them or food that isn't poisonous, their costs of production are going to go up, and that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up too. So I would say China is our greatest friend right now. They're keeping prices low, and they're keeping prices for mortgages low too.
China was to stop making poison food or toys that don't have lead, we wouldn't have a good market. Things wouldn't be cheap at Walmart. Don't want to pay 10 more cents for that toothbrush or that can so it doesn't have melamine in it. Thousands of children are sick in China. Plastic actually has a high protein value. Melamine does. Also fries your kidneys and accelerated aging. kill you deader than a hammer. And we eat melamine over here. Just China, you know, it comes out there. They report it in the news, but melamine's in a lot of your foods. In fact, it helps your boys be girls, and your girls die when they're 25 of breast cancer. But hey, it's party time. Yeah. I love the New World Order. Man, everything's good. That Alex Jones is evil. I'm not going to listen to him. John in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Alex, for being out there. I love to listen to you. Just a poor Catholic here trying to love my neighbor here. And they had a great show on Coast to Coast. You mentioned them last night. They had these two monks. They call themselves monks. They're guys that surf the Internet. And they've seen 9/11 coming. And what they do is they observe how humans use words, kind of like looking at animals before an earthquake. And they said right now, starting today, September 22nd, we're on the verge of an epic event, world-changing practically. So,
there's a separate program that's got millions of dollars of funding, I forget, where the computer tracks the buzz and words that keep showing up, kind of like a way of tracking the group consciousness.
Right. That sounds like it. Yeah, they surfed the net they said...
Well, that sounds like, surfing, and that's one thing. This is a kind of like a massive NSA private deal where it's scanning for key buzzwords.
Well, maybe more government-based. I don't know. But also, you know, I was at a conference in 98 with Paul Greitz, and I never heard you mention Don McGivney and Al Bielek. And Don McGivney, you know, he's real estate. He predicted the bubble. He saw the bubble, real estate bubble coming back then. But he said he saw the receipt that Janet Reno signed under Clinton to bring 5,000 guillotines into the United States, you know. So these people are definitely into death, you know, and the FEMA camps are ready for it, you know.
Well, they do have the crematoriums. That's been in the mainstream news. And they do have mass FEMA camps. I appreciate your call. Absolutely. Look, going back 10, 15 years ago, there were thousands of times the derivatives, and there is all the real assets in the world. Now it's just hundreds of times worse than that. So we could have had this economic collapse at any time the globalists decided to pull the plug. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Ohio. David, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing there, Alex?
Good, sir.
Hey, who do you have coming on to talk about the hydrofluorosilicic acid there?
I'm going to get into it later.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering who it was, the person, but that's not what I wanted to talk about. I was on the UN website a minute ago, and I wondered if I'd never read this because I just started researching this stuff recently. The United Nations Global Counterterrorism Strategy. I was reading it, and the wording in it is ridiculous. They don't ever define terrorism. I was wondering if you had any thoughts on that.
Well, terrorism is defined in Section 802 of the USA Patriot Act as basically any misdemeanor. Or any threat to commit a misdemeanor. And that's why you can Google a headline like Patriot Act used in non-terror cases, Patriot Act used in thousands of drug cases. I mean, it's and you'll read, in West Virginia it was used 25,000 times, in Texas it was used, and there's just hundreds of articles where they say no due process, no nothing. They're just getting rid of everything. And we're going into hardcore tyranny.
Yeah, I was just this thing that the UN wrote though. It's bothersome to me because I'm sitting here reading it, and they don't ever have to define anything. And there's all these little things that they put in like every paragraph where it says we encourage nations to comply with our strategies, you know, towards globalism or whatever. And
if you say you don't want it, they say it doesn't exist. You know, our government's under treaty, following the every order of the UN. Not because the UN runs America. The global corporate state that runs America also runs the UN. The UN was founded with U.S. money and set up at the Presidio Naval Base and then, of course, with the Rockefeller land. But look, there's another big article up on prisonplanet.com right now where YouTube is now openly admitting that anybody Lieberman's staff says ban on YouTube is banned, and they're banning hundreds of 9/11 truth accounts. Other major websites are doing it. They're implementing the Violent Radicalization Act right now because they're going down.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
a day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
I'm going to get into the financial news. The stock market is down 237.27 on the Dow. NASDAQ down 54.48. S&P 28.70. Hey, you think the criminals that run our government were just going to fly airplanes into buildings and say Al-Qaeda did it? When they publicly run that organization just to launch a few wars, we were always the target. And this is business as usual. What's going on right now with the banks? Bailout. This is a scam out. This is the big theft. And they're sending in the regular army to be garrisoned in our cities in case anybody doesn't like it. But take a deep breath, because this is the moment before the plunge. The New World Order loves hurting people. They love ruthlessly consolidating power. And they've never found such arrogant, know-it-all sheep. I never found a people more ready to be hustled, more ready to be taken. We have to get to the point where we can look at ourselves. because the New World Order is an inside job, but we have to, as the song says, change ourselves on the inside. That's also an inside job. We have to get fired up and angry and focused and say no to them and say, we know you're behind the bailout. We know you're behind the scams. We have your own documents. We know you're terrorist. We know you're illegitimate. Let's run through some more calls. I'm going to get into financial news. Jim in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. Why don't you sue the insiders who brought about 9/11?
You know, I get these calls from people, maybe even from you before, saying, you need to sue these people. You need to do more, Mr. Jones. You need to take action and go in and stop them. Actually, I have supported three different groups of people on air and tried to get my great listeners, we go to that well so much, to donate money to them, Berg and Mariani and, of course, Stanley Hilton. And the judges just throw it out and declare national security. We tried to get German Talis, who they beat up, and then Fox News framed him for attacking some woman in a wheelchair. We got him a lawyer, but then he basically got his head blown off 2 weeks ago. The lawyer did. For whatever reason, his lawyer's dead. They said suicide. And I try to fund stuff for the firefighters and police and emergency workers. And I know this show's raised more than 50 grand for them. But, hey, why don't you, Jim?
Okay. Good answer. Next question is, are you going to change frequencies during the daylight hours like you were before the daylight savings time?
You know, I don't even micromanage WWCR, and I know that they've told me that I am, like, I count for half their listening now. I mean, it's the main popular show. That's why they re-air it. I don't know. I think I'm on there, like, 12 hours a day or something on different frequencies. And I just don't control when or where they put it on, but if you're having problems, call them.
Okay. All right. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call, Jim. Jeff in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. First time, long time. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, sir.
Excellent. I just wanted to let you know and thank you for the work that you've done. True patriot, and I'd like to let you know that I've illuminated many as well.
Let me be clear. I'm not a true patriot.
Well,
I mean, if I know that cell phones are frying little kids' brains that are going to kill them, I mean, I would be the most wicked, heartless bastard on earth if I didn't get on air and freak out. But go ahead.
Alex, very true, and you got to remember, they like to make us believe that it's our fault, you know, when they do this for us, like the bailout, like, it's our fault that we, you know, let people take loans like that, you know. So I agree with what you're saying.
No, they're going to say, okay, there's, you know, 20 million brain tumors like Ted Kennedy, and all in the same lobe. Well, you know what? It's your fault. You were told what cell phones were going to do.
Absolutely. I wanted to quickly, I know you had some things going on around 9/11 and whatnot. Ron Paul could have dropped a Carol Quigley bombshell video on YouTube that I recently saw. And it takes Ron Paul's quote that he used for the one-party system from Carol Quigley from his book Tragedy and Hope.
Uh-huh.
I just wish he would have kind of gone into it a little bit further and talk about the domination of world economies that Carol Quigley pointed out into the world of hope.
Well, Ron Paul has said this is a stage collapse, and he said that we have a secret government running everything. That's not even secret now. I mean, it's admitted.
That's right, and I think this video will help people understand that, hey, Ron Paul said it, Carol Quigley said it. I even had there's footage on that video of Bill Clinton even praising Carol Quigley. And then it has a bunch of the quotes from the book. So if people could check out, Ron Paul could have dropped the Carol Quigley bombshell. A lot of people are waking up as it is right now, but need to find out further information. This is a great start. And listening to your show, obviously, of course.
Well, I appreciate your recommendations, and I appreciate your call. He's absolutely right. We need to get the word out about who's behind this. In fact, I was thinking about it this weekend. We had a 9/11 truth movement, not just to expose 9/11, but that Oklahoma City, the first World Trade Center attack, the Madrid bombing, the 7/7 bombing. You know, as this continues, as this happens, we are able to then expose government-sponsored terror. And as the public becomes more aware of false flag terrorism or provocateur terrorism, then there's more eyes on the ground and more people recording what happens and more people paying attention because they know what to look for when something happens. Like there's been this giant bomb blast in Pakistan. And remember, when pro-globalist forces machine-gunned Benazir Bhutto, who'd come out and said that bin Laden was basically a U.S. government asset and had died, you know, I guess she was jumping over to somebody else's side. They had to kill her. Right on TV cameras, they just machine gunned her. You know, she gets splattered up against the car like in a movie. But worldwide, they said she was machine gunned. Only the American cattle. They said she hit her head. I mean, I laugh because it's so painful and sick. But later, it was even admitted here, okay, that report was wrong. She didn't hit bump her little head and kill herself. Pretty soon, they'll just say the person's not dead. And if you say the person was killed, they'll say that's a conspiracy theory. I mean, you know, they're really trying to train us with just the most baseline propaganda. Why would terrorists want to decapitate anti-U.S. leadership in Pakistan? And, yeah, there's all these bombings and shootings and killings and stabbings and kidnappings of anybody anti-New World Order in Pakistan right now. And every time they say Al-Qaeda is killing anti-U.S. group, which is true. I mean, Al-Qaeda always strikes the Serbs who are anti-globalist, or they strike the Russians. You know, they're always used. I mean, why would Al-Qaeda, because Al-Qaeda is Al-Qaeda, a group that is supposedly the prime target of the U.S.-initiated war on terror, commit a terrorist attack against a country that has recently changed its government, all but renounced its role as a U.S. ally in the war on terror? Well, you got U.S. helicopters and Predators bombing and killing and shootouts with the Pakistani military, so Al-Qaeda is going to go into action against their enemy. They work for the globalists, so of course they're going to attack the Pakistan government. Oh, that's sick. Man, it's sick. But somebody's out there going, oh, the Middle Easterners, shut up. They're not in the Middle East. It's Central Asia. It's Eastern Central Asia. The mass media has already blamed the Marriott hotel bombing, which killed at least 53 people, on Al-Qaeda, a routine reflex action, despite the lack of any real investigation and no claim of responsibility. On Saturday morning, newly elected Pakistan President Asif Ali Zardari, hope I'm pronouncing that right, Zardari, told his parliament, we will no longer tolerate the violation of our sovereignty and territorial integrity by any power in the name of combating terrorism. And then, well, you know who hits. And he says, you're not going to, in the name of fighting terror, take any more of our, you know, our country's sovereignty. Oh, really? How about Al-Qaeda kill you? How about anybody that supports you dies? And then we'll tell our schmucks back home Al-Qaeda's hitting, and then they'll give up even more rights. Oh, it's so genius. When you have fat, dumb cattle begging to be slaves. Hours later, presto, Al-Qaeda provides the perfect pretext for the U.S. to violate Pakistan territorial integrity in the name of, you guessed it, combating Al-Qaeda. And that was the 6,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda that were flown in the airlift of evil. Yeah, I mean it's hidden in plain view that U.S. Special Forces would capture the top Taliban general or the number two in Al-Qaeda, and then they'd be ordered by the command, okay, put them in a convoy, give them a bunch of money and weapons, and let them go and escort them to the border. Or load them on C-130s and fly 6,000 out of them. Always the same story. And then now they are nesting in Pakistan and launching attacks against the Pakistani government, and then the U.S. goes in and attacks regular Pakistani military and tells our people that they're Al-Qaeda. Guys in army uniforms. And the public believes it, of course, because they love being raped. They love it. They love it so much, being losers. I'm trying to get you to wake up out there and stop being losers. I'm not talking to my general audience. I'm talking to those out there snickering and picking their nose right now. More telling than that, had the leadership of Pakistan not canceled their plans to dine the Marriott Hotel at the last minute, oh, that was a good thing. The entire command structure of the whole country would have been decapitated. What's our Congress under? They're under PDD 51 COG doctrine. They've been told they run nothing. And if they get too uppity, they've been quietly told, and this has even come out, congressmen have said this, that they will be decapitated. Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, will set off a neutron bomb or a small nuke when they're in session. Ooh, we got to make the president a dictator or whatever president's coming. the National Security Council, under shadow government, because they'll cut ahead our capital. I've had enough of it. I've had enough of you 9/11 truthers. Arrest every single one of them. You didn't let us fight Al-Qaeda, and now they've hit our capital. You know, that's the general public, like lobotomized seals. Just believing anything and everything. Meanwhile, public Pentagon plans, British Pentagon perspectives, openly state that they might use neutron weapons against rogue congresses or parliaments or peoples. And they surveil the Congress and Parliament. Rogue, criminal, iron-fisted, with weapon systems, with nukes. That's why they're so arrogant. That's why they don't care if you know. And you got just the cops and the public just believing any of it. And our news, Al-Qaeda tried to blow up the Marriott and hurt civilians. And you actually read it was a government meeting there of the new government. Oh, my goodness. Pakistan's top leaders were to dine at the Marriott Hotel that had devastated by a truck bombing over the weekend, but changed the venue in the last minute, a senior government official said Monday, reports the Associated Press today. Perhaps the terrorists knew that the Marriott was the venue of the dinner for all the leadership, where the president, prime minister, speaker, and the entire leadership were to be present. Interior Minister Chief Rayman Maliki told reporters at the 11th hour the president and the prime minister decided that the venue would be the prime minister's house. It saved the entire leadership. Indeed, it seems the terrorists did know that their prime objective was to completely wipe out the most influential players in the government that just so happened to be anti-Al-Qaeda, that have seemingly vowed to break away from the years of Pervez Musharraf's mandating lapdog subservience to U.S. imperial whims. The timing of the weekend's Al-Qaeda bombing coincides with a build-up in tensions over the past month, not between Pakistan and Al-Qaeda, but between Pakistan and the United States government. And it goes on. I'm going to get Paul Watson on. Like, let's try to set him up the last 30 minutes. I know we got loaded phone lines. I'm going to get to you all when we start the next hour in about 15 minutes, about 12 minutes to be technical. But there's all this financial news, and I'm going to go over it after Ted and Tim Larson come on with us, because the stock market is down 240 points. The Dow is about 60 points on the NASDAQ, 30 points on S&P, a little over that. Oil jumps way back up to 114 as bailout weighs on dollar. Look, if there was any doubt the dollar was going to die, it's all out the window. Okay, and again, they'll probably resuscitate it again a few points, but then it'll plunge even further. You look at the graph, the 1 year, the 2 year, the 5 year, it's straight down. You look at a month to month, it's up and down. But you look at the big graph, it's down. And, well, look, as an audience, you know what's going on. But they're talking about the ABC News. Paulson was on ABC News yesterday, and he said, we're going to bail out all the foreign banks. Now, bailout means let them all share in sucking us dry. The housing thing's a few hundred million bucks, folks. That's just the excuse to say the people did it. Okay, this is trillions and trillions. And now when they announced they're going to, quote, bail the whole world out, the dollar started plunging again, and that's why gold has shot up to $900 an ounce today. And let's go to Ted Anderson, and the chief market analyst in this business for decades and also an author on economics, Tim Larson. Let's bring up Ted Anderson and Tim Larson. Gentlemen, either one of you can go first. Tell us what we're seeing happen today.
Alex, we are seeing just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, the banking system is falling apart, like I've been predicting for a long time. You've got Lehman's that went belly up. I mean, that dwarfed anything that has been out there. You can talk about WorldCom. You can talk about Enron and Tyco. You can add up all of their totals for their bankruptcies. You can multiply that by six, and you're talking not even what Lehman went belly up for. $613 billion. So, I mean, this is going to continue. I mean, this is all of the housing bubble that's burst. I mean, they took all these subprime loans, and guess what? This has put the bank in the situations, and they're not going to be able to bail out of it. It's simple as that.
But, Tim, when you look at the IMF and World Bank strategies, when you look at what the Financial Times of London has said, the larger mega institutions are engineering this for a consolidation, and the real threat isn't the subprime mortgages. It was the fact that they were packaged and sold and then leveraged to the 10th degree out. Ted Anderson?
Well, you know what, Alex, the biggest laugh to this is the $700 billion bailout that they're talking about right now. I mean, I'm reading down through just CNN's report, and what they want, I mean, they want the United States government to buy all the bad debt, so it's just the companies are left with the good debt. And they're saying that if we don't do this, we're going to run into an economic crisis like we had the Depression of the 1930s. Taxpayer collections are going to go down. The dole is going to go up because everybody's going to be drawing unemployment. The government's going to implode. This is like a full collapse. And they're saying, hey, just pour on the presses, man. Let's just print as much as it takes.
Yeah, what they're doing is they're blowing it all out now like an engine they know is going to blow. They're just having fun with it, you know, putting it in first gear and flooring it. Just, they're just ripping the engine to pieces, laughing and giggling, hiring more SWAT teams, more prisons.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of my...
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Ah!
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. With sword and pistol by my side.
Oh, we got interesting times ahead.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
In a way, I'm kind of looking forward.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
Decadent people out there have been living in denial.
The master hung me in the spring of 25.
Having to live in reality.
But I am still alive.
Like everybody else in the third world has been living.
I was a sailor.
But a lot of innocent people are going to get hurt in the process. That's why I'm trying to stop it as best I can. That's why we've desperately been trying to warn you. Ted Anderson and Tim Larson of Midas Resources. For those that don't understand what's happened, every couple weeks they have hundreds of billions in bailout. Again, I keep using their term, bailout, scam out. And they know that the dollar's never coming back, so while it's still got some value, they are just creating hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions in more liquidity for themselves a day, and then they're raiding the real economy, by real economy, companies that actually manufacture things, 700-plus companies that are financial, brokerage houses, banks. They're not allowed to be shorted, but they are going out and attacking the real economy. So this is a looting orgy of death. Like exterminating the buffalo right now, basically. The scamming and thieving and pension fund stealing going on right now dwarfs anything that's ever happened in history. All the scamming of the last decade, it's nothing. Nothing compared to it. Now, on the surface, they say, oh, we're going to guarantee Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Market goes up for a few days and plunges. Oh, now we're going to bail out all these other big brokerage firms. Goes up for a few days, starts plunging again. Because the world knows what this means. Now the Japanese and Chinese are buying into U.S. banks, you know, on the surface to prop them up. No, they just want to be part of the power play of consolidation of who's left on the other side. So this is an incredible, in the line predatory system where they're being gobbled up basically into one New World Order system. And then while they're doing it, they're running out the debt on us forever. Bottom line, Tim Larson, Ted Anderson, what is your time frame? What do you see happening? How long until this goes into a full-bore depression and destroys what's left of the physical economy?
Well, I can add in right here now, you know, this is like the mark of the end. When you see the United States government being sold by the central bank, that they got to step in and pick up an institution that bails out their buddy's bad debt, the bad loans that they've made, the United States economy is in trouble. It's all based upon this debt that comes from the Federal Reserve System and our own central bank. And each one of those bank members right now are crying wolf, saying, hey, we need help. This is like what happened in 1933 when Franklin D. Roosevelt was in office, and we're running into the Depression in the 1930s, and the liability of the banks to pay the people their gold back that they had deposited was a big problem to them, so they went to the United States president and said, we need you to bail us out, and the president signed an executive order to force the people to turn the gold over to the banks. This is what's going on right now. The bankers have a lot of bad debt, a lot of bad mortgages that they're trying to collect.
But let's explain. The owners of these banks and the shareholders quietly have been moving all the real assets out the back door and buying infrastructure and commodities for decades. They've been quietly planning this for decades. This is the birth of the New World Order.
Most certainly is, Alex. I can tell you right now, they are asking that the United States government come in and buy all their bad debt so they can keep the good debt. And it's a sad situation.
And even the LA Times yesterday, I covered it on the Sunday show, said there's no checks and balances, Congress is out of the loop, and that Bush is now a dictator. So there you go. Voila. In fact, Bloomberg last night had the headline that Bush is now a dictator. I mean, folks, and you're like, well, that's good. He's a Republican. No, he doesn't run anything. He's a gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting person. Won't matter if it's Barack Obama or John McCain. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. The heavy armor brigades are moving into the U.S. Stay there, Tim Larson, Ted Anderson. I want to talk more in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.